I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to share our organization of the week today. Looking forward to that conversation in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Travis Scholl, Corporate Director of Mission Integration for Evertrue, formerly known as Lutheran Senior Services. Welcome to the program, Travis.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So tell us about Evertrue. What is Evertrue?
Right. So, well, Evertrue has had a 165-year history, was more recently known as Lutheran Senior Services, based here out of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. We operate in the aging services industry in Missouri, Illinois, and as of last year, in Pennsylvania. And we are the 11th largest nonprofit that provides aging services in the country, and the largest nonprofit here in the St. Louis metro area. But we've been doing what we've been doing as a Lutheran ministry for a very long time, and we are now at a point where having a new name was a good and a thing for us to do for the future of the organization. So Lutheran Senior Services is now Evertrue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk a little bit more about the change of the process. I know a change like that doesn't just kind of happen overnight. These things take time.
Right, yeah. So we spent about 2 years doing some very significant research and data gathering, mainly around the fact of the demographics of older adults is rapidly changing and rapidly increasing. So it's all about essentially the baby boomers are coming. Mm-hmm. So by 2030, two things are going to happen that have never happened in American history. One in five adults will be over the age of 65, and there will be more adults over the age of 65 than are under the age of 18, and that's never happened in American history. So we wanted to do some research on how can we best serve that population. And one of the things that came out of that, just as one example, one of the things that came out of that is that older adults, especially baby boomers, do not like to be referred to as seniors. And if senior is in your name, that becomes a little bit of a problem. And so that sort of started a process by which we arrived at the new name. And I think what I personally like about it is that it reflects both our history and the future, so that we are ever true to who we are as a Lutheran ministry and as a service provider. But we're also ever true to the people that we serve. And so that's where it sort of came to, and how, you know, we're hopeful that this new name prepares us for the future.
Tell us about the people you serve and where Evertrue serves. You mentioned Missouri, Illinois, and now Pennsylvania as well. Right. Tell us about some of the communities where Evertrue is present.
So our historic kind of landmark community is Laclede Groves. So people who live here in St. Louis, or a lot of them, Lutheran or not Lutheran, are aware of Laclede Groves. Merrimack Bluffs, Mason Point are the three St. Louis County Life Plan communities, and then Breeze Park in St. Charles and Meridian Village in Southern Illinois. We also operate Life Plan communities in Columbia, Missouri, and in Peoria and Springfield, Illinois. And then the four communities that we took over last year in Eastern Pennsylvania. So those are our Life Plan communities, and that's what we're what we've been known for because we've had world-class life plan communities for a long time, but we also operate 9, soon to be 10 affordable housing communities, all in the St. Louis metro area. And then we provide what we call anywhere care. That's home and community-based services, primarily in St. Louis and Illinois. We do hope to be able to expand that into Pennsylvania into the future, but and that anywhere care provides a range of services to help older adults age in place. So many, the real growing market is people who want to stay in their home as long as possible. And so a lot of our growth has been in that anywhere care area.
Yeah, those services to help keep older adults in their homes are really important for that population, for sure. Yep. You've mentioned life plan communities. Tell us more about what that actually means.
Right. So what that means is it is a community where a person, an older adult, can choose to enter in through a full spectrum of care. So it starts in independent living, which is essentially you're just moving from wherever your home is into either what we call a patio home or an apartment, and you just live independently on the campus. But then you have access to all of the amenities that are part of the community. So whether that's fitness activities, spiritual life activities, arts activities, a pool, you know, dining, all of that full service is right there for you. What it does, though, is that once you're in the community, you can stay there. And so then you move up into what's called assisted living and the care center. And so all that does is that provides additional support as you need it. So if you need more nursing care and such, you move up through the spectrum. The benefit of it is it provides just complete peace of mind, because once you're there, you know you'll never have to move again. And we also have been for a long time completely committed to that. And once you are in one of our life plan communities, you will never be kicked out for any financial reason. So we have a benevolence fund that should, heaven forbid, one of our residents run out of money, we have a way to keep them there, and they will continue to have the level of care that they need and that they're accustomed to.
You mentioned life plan communities. What provides that sense of community among the residents in these life plan communities? You mentioned a number of activities.
Right. Well, so our residents, we don't always like to say this, but our residents refer to it as a cruise ship on land.
That sounds
so
like it.
Basically, there is a full, every single day in our life plan communities, there's more activities than you could actually fill your day with. And so the community really comes out of these people just having the opportunity to be in life together, doing interesting, fun, meaningful things. And we really do try and attend to all the aspects of what it means to live life well. You know, our mission, which is not changing, is older adults living life to the fullest. And so we really want them to experience that life to the full. And so each one of our communities has a full-time chaplain, at least one full-time chaplain providing spiritual life and pastoral care, but then all of the other things that come along with it. So they'll bring in an artist to do a watercolor class or, you know, I mean, anything you can think of, they'll come up with it. And in the life plan communities, a lot of times the residents will say, hey, can we do this? And then one of our life enrichment people will say, yeah, sure, I'll figure it out. And they'll get somebody to come in and do it or whatever, you know, so.
Yeah, I think we've talked about some of those in the last year or so. Is there a music garden? Is that one of the things?
Yep. Laclede Groves has a music garden, which is really interesting. First of all, it's a beautiful setting. But one of the things that we have found, and this is an initiative that's ongoing for us, is to provide first level, first rate world-class memory care. And so we have a what's called a Still You initiative for our residents suffering from dementia. And so what we've also found is that music garden is really significant for our residents who are in any form of memory care, that music has that power, right, to conjure memories and to just tap into identity in really, really deep ways. And so it's a really beautiful place.
Yeah.
There's one at Laclede Groves and at Merrimack Bluffs.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Yeah.
What other things make Evertrue a unique place for older adults?
So I would say a couple of things. First of all, that we do truly acknowledge life to the fullest in all its respects. So LSS now Evertru has had a long history of providing high quality clinical care, and the things that those just sort of necessities that you want to make sure, especially for families of our older adults, they want to make sure their parents and grandparents are well cared for, but that we really want to see their lives lived to the fullest in every respect, that they're not just there to be, to have a bed to sleep in and three square meals a day, but that they really do have a rich life for where they're at in their season of life. And so that's really been something that's been a distinctive part of our ministry for a long time.
Tell us about your role.
Right.
And the people you get to serve with daily at right. Evertru.
So people ask me, what's your position? I say corporate director of mission integration. So then the next question is, what does a corporate director of mission integration do? So part of it is, as you both know, I am an ordained Lutheran minister, but I lift up the mission and ministry and values of our organization anywhere and everywhere I can. So, and a lot of that is working with our staff, because we do have almost 3,000 employees. And so wide range of experiences that they come to us from. So trying to provide that sense of mission and who we are as a ministry with them and with our residents, but then also with external organizations. So I do a lot of church relations and talking with our member congregations. But the big chunk of my work is I work most directly with our chaplains. So we have 18 chaplains across our organization. And so just supporting and encouraging their work and making sure they have what they need to be able to do good ministry in our communities and in our service lines. And so that's the it pulls me in a lot of different directions, but those are sort of the biggest chunks of mm-hmm. my work.
Now you get to be out and about with people, it sounds like. Yep. And there's communities in three different states now. How are you able to connect with the communities and help to connect people that are living in the communities with where they are in
right.
in space?
Right. Well, you know, the post-pandemic world of Teams and Zoom helps a lot. So we do a lot of work virtually, mm-hmm. especially connecting with the chaplains. But a lot of it is just being in the communities when significant things happen. And then just the nice thing for me is that being born and raised here in St. Louis, if I go to Laclede Groves or Merrimack Bluffs or Mason Point, I often run into people that I know and I grew up with, teachers from Lutheran South that I had as in class. And so it's always really cool to be there. But, you know, just yesterday I spent all day in Merrimack Bluffs, and it was just good to be around people. And the nice thing in our affordable housing communities and our life plan communities, the people are there because they really want to be a part of the community. So they're just fun to be hanging around with and having good conversations with. So it, part of it is just that ministry of presence, you know, just to be there and take part.
Tell us how we can learn more about Evertru and, you know, the website and all those places
right.
where we can learn more.
Right. So our website now is evertrueliving.org. For those of you who did know us as LSS, lssliving.org still exists. It just directs you right to evertrueliving.org. And so you can start there. And that can be for anyone who's just interested in the ministry. But if you're interested in working for Evertru, we would love to hear from you, because we're always looking for good folks to be working in our communities and service lines. So you can go there, as well as prospective residents. Obviously, we'd love for you to start your journey at evertrueliving.org.
Very good. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Travis Scholl, Corporate Director of Mission Integration for Evertru, formerly Lutheran Senior Services. You can find them at evertrueliving.org. Thank you so much for being our guest and spending the time with us here on the Coffee Hour, for being our organization of the week.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to do it.
We have more Coffee Hour to share with you in just a moment. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason: to use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.